A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
One of the big side effects of the whole lockdown has been the effect on the normal health system. So all of the things that people are normally going, getting routine checkups for and routine treatments for, are on a different footing. Now, I know people who are having their regular checkups for different things. Both my parents have had their regular appointments this week with different specialists. So I was thrilled to hear that. That's so far so normal and they're keeping safe within those limits. But those of us who do not have a condition that we are aware of, who might be eligible for regular screening for things like cervical check, for things like breast check, for things like bowel cancer checks, those have all been halted with no change for the foreseeable future. Stephen Teep, whose wife Irene Teep tragically passed away of cervical cancer, is on the line now. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Deirdre.
Stephen, this issue with the screening, I mean, you have your own history, I suppose, with Tony Holohan and with the HSE. And it's funny because we've gone from everybody condemning them over cervical check and everybody saying they were absolutely useless and they couldn't do anything, to now relying on them for the most basic parts of our daily lives. And yeah. I guess your experience has taught you that, well, we can't always trust the HSE.
Well, that's it. Look, I think it's just this was always, I suppose, questioning the healthcare system, so we try and get the best and the most out of it. As you mentioned there, the screening programs were halted back in February and March. I don't think anybody in the country will disagree for the reasons why. Of course, they had to be paused in the short term because of COVID-19. I suppose the biggest problem is, you know, we've plenty of experts in the country when it comes to locking down the country, but I don't think we've won when it comes to reopening and the things with the likes of the screening program. Right now, there doesn't seem to be any plan in place in how to get this, all of these screening services reopened again. Mm. It's something that is obviously very, very important. Over 40,000 people a year in Ireland get diagnosed with cancer. Cancer is not going to pause for COVID-19 or anything else. It will still continue. The best way to beat cancer or to get, I suppose, a very early check done on symptoms to obtain an early diagnosis in order to beat it, is obviously with the screening programs operating. And like right now, as you mentioned, there's no plan in place. We're putting pressure, obviously, in order to get something done. As we're now a couple of months into this, and there's still no, I suppose, like from what Tony Holohan is saying, there is no plan in the future to get the screening programs back opened. But I suppose what we need to bear in mind is, as every week goes by, that waiting list is going to get larger and larger and larger. You take cervical check, for example. They were just about to bring in the HPV primary screening, which I suppose is something that we've all been fighting for, is probably the best that can be done with regards to cervical check screening. And that was due to commence at the 31st of March. Obviously, that hasn't begun now. The screening program has actually been paused for cervical checks since the end of January because they stopped the old system in order to introduce the new. So as every month goes by, this waiting list now for people that were, for women that were due to routine call back from February, March onwards, still have to get their call back seen to. So one of the things that we've been listening to on the cervical check steering committee since over the last 2 years when we were discussing all that time about bringing in HPV primary screening is, and the advice was outside of Ireland was, you do not bring in a new screening program when you have a backlog in place. You need to deal with the backlog, bring it down to normal levels before you bring in to introduce a new screening program. And we had done that. If you remember the massive backlog that we had last year, waiting lists, waiting times to get results back for 20 weeks, for example. That had been reduced down to nothing again, you know, like it was back to normal, reasonably normal time frames. And it was the perfect stage, all right, to bring in this new screening program. But of course, now we've paused the screening program. We're now developing our own backlog because the time is going by.
Yeah.
And what we're not seeing is plans being put in place. Like you said about the history that I would have with the Department of Health and the HSC. Do you know the history? There seems to be normally the Department of Health kind of giving the orders down to the HSC to follow. Where I'm kind of saying, and my view is, along with many others, is we want to see the HSC actually develop their own plans and how they see best to reintroduce these screening programs. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones we rely on. They're the most important people that comes to reintroducing these screening programs. They know best in how it's going to work with the restrictions that are in place with COVID-19. They know how to keep us all safe when it comes to PPE and all the restrictions. And they're the ones that know how this screening program can be reopened.
Mm.
And it's about having the most relevant people having the conversations in the colposcopy clinics, GPs, of course, and I'm just keeping it in relation to cervical check screening again, you know, taking a smear test to the GPs, all of the relevant people involved coming together, discussing how can we reopen our screening programs, and having it opened properly so we can deal with the backlogs, if people are going to being referred for anything, that there's no extended waiting lists there. They're obviously referred safely.
Yeah.
We're talking about the safety now of patients, but also the staff within the HSC as always. So, and these are the plans that we're not seeing.
And of course, in interviews, I think they're just saying, well, it's not taking place at the moment in full stop, and we're getting no indication about the reopening. Stephen, for no reason other than time, I'm going to have to leave it there with you, but thank you for taking the call this morning.
No problem at all.
Because
thank
it's a really important issue that needs to be highlighted.
Cork's 96 FM.